VA's programs for preferentially awarding contracts to veteran-owned small businesses are unlike those of any other agency in government. Under a 2006 law, Congress told VA to take a veterans-first approach to procurement, making service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses its first choice for any given contract, and all other veteran-owned small businesses its second choice. But to deter fraud, Congress also told VA to set up a system to verify that a contractor's veteran status is legitimate before they could get contracts of any kind. That set up a careful balancing act for VA between detecting potential fraud and making the process as easy as possible for legitimate veteran-owned businesses. But veterans groups are telling Congress VA has allowed that scale to fall way too far in one direction. Davey Leghorn is the Assistant Director for the American Legion's National Economic Commission.
The bottom line is this. Many veterans find this process to be overly burdensome, distracting, and not worth the effort. The American Legion wants these businesses to be successful, not hamstrung.
With the exception of VA, when veteran-owned small businesses want to get federal contracts that are set aside for them, they can simply self-certify through the government's IT systems that they meet the legal definitions of a veteran-owned firm. Potential competitors for a contract can challenge that veteran designation after the fact via the Small Business Administration, but those challenges are exceedingly rare. VA, on the other hand, because of the verification requirement Congress created, requires an extensive, months-long paperwork process up front before a company can even be considered for a contract. Leghorn says his group supports verification in principle, but he contends VA has gone overboard.
Currently, to root out bad actors who maliciously seek to defraud the federal government, VA places a series of overzealous, bright-line rules to evaluate the applications. Most of these bright-line rules apply to unconditional ownership and control requirements, and VA has formulated extreme interpretations that are unrealistic. The American Legion agrees with the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in their February 14, 2013 Miles ruling, where the court applied the bankruptcy court's pragmatic definition that did not burden the veteran's ownership interest. We urge VA to adopt this pragmatic approach to evaluate ownership and control as practiced by the bankruptcy courts. Neglecting to adopt this approach, VA will continue to make this process punitive and burdensome to the majority of the firms seeking verification.
Joe Nguyen, a special advisor to the Vietnam Veterans of America, says VA's process for determining whether a company is actually owned and controlled by a veteran is extremely inconsistent. He says the small firms he's dealt with have had their applications denied for myriad reasons.
Basically, a veteran must be the majority owner, majority board member, majority stockholder, highest paid, hold the highest office, have the experience to manage the daily operations, make all the long-term decisions, must devote full time to the business, offer no right of first refusal, don't lease your office space or make loans from a non-vet, and by all means, don't live in a community property state. Without absolute proof of any one of these things, the veteran will likely be denied.
Veterans advocates also complain that it's almost impossible for veteran-owned small businesses to navigate that maze of requirements that might cause their applications to be denied. They charge that VA's approach so far has been to deny first and ask questions later. And Jonathan Williams, a federal procurement attorney who works with veteran-owned business clients, says the department's not exactly upfront about all the potential reasons it would decline to approve a given application.
They don't necessarily have to tell you every reason they're denying you in that initial denial letter. So what we've started to do is to ask the veteran to send us all of their documents, the entire application, even if it was denied for one needle in the haystack. We ask them to send us everything. And then we do a full review to see what else might they be denied for 3 months from now, 6 months from now. And you can imagine that's a very time-consuming and costly exercise for veterans to go through, many of whom can't afford to go through it. But that's a symptom of the fact that they don't have to tell you every reason up front, and they will oftentimes cite different reasons 3 or 4 months after you correct the initial reason.
Tom Laney, the director of VA's Office of Small and Disadvantaged Business Utilization, says VA is trying to do just that.
Our analysis has revealed that most applicants fail because they do not fully understand the regulation. To address this problem, we will expand our verification assistance program by adding pre-application workshops to the three existing elements, which consist of an online self-assessment tool that walks the veteran through every element of the regulation, verification assistance briefs, 11 of which are on our website and cover about 85% of the reasons for denial, and partnerships to provide counseling services to applicants. In May, we will adopt the practice of contacting an applicant with preliminary findings where there are issues of noncompliance that can be easily and quickly corrected. We will allow applicants to make corrections prior to initial determination. We are currently running some limited pilots to validate the process and to train the CVE staff.
CVE, the Center for Veterans Enterprise at VA, has also undergone a huge shift in its workforce over the past year, according to Laney, in order to make sure its decisions are not arbitrary or confusing.
60% of the staff of CVE have audit background, 33% have IG experience, 33% are lawyers, 53% have a business degree, and 40% are former small business owners. So we have brought a different staff together. That staff is almost entirely new over the last 14 months to make sure we put together the kind of expertise that enables us to have a program that meets the objectives that have been set for us.
The department is also in the midst of a senior executive level review of the entire program, ordered by VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. The results should be made available later this year. In the meantime, veterans groups say VA's approach to veteran-owned small businesses is actually chasing those firms away. The American Legion's Davey Leghorn says, ironically, many well-established veteran firms find that VA is the hardest federal agency to deal with, so many of them don't bother.
So what you end up with are nascent businesses getting verified because it is easier for them to contort their operating agreements and bylaws to suit the current requirements for verification. VA then complains that they end up with too many inexperienced veteran businesses to draw from. On the other hand, we identify an unfair advantage with the larger small businesses who have the personnel and resources to dedicate to the verification process.
Mark Goldschmidt, who works as a verification assistance counselor for veterans groups, says VA needs to change its processes quickly because, more and more, its CVE process is turning into a seal of approval that the rest of government relies on.
When I go to other agencies and I talk to them about small business, one of the first things they ask is, are you CVE verified? When I say yes, it's tell me more. When I watch businesses that say no, the almost immediate response is the body language that says, how do I get out of this conversation and get on to somebody that I want to talk to?
Veterans groups say veteran-owned businesses have also been hurt by the sheer length of time it takes VA to give a firm the green light for contracts. Leghorn says that's happened even in cases where a firm already has a veteran-owned small business certification but lost it during the renewal process and, as a result, lost a contract.
A few months ago, 20 full-time employees were laid off in Wisconsin when a service-disabled veteran-owned construction firm lost $1.7 million worth of work and the ability to bid on future contracts. This was due to VA's lengthy verification process. This is a real shame because the whole point of VA verification is to make these businesses eligible to compete for VA contracts. The American Legion cannot stress enough how detrimental the current process can be to these veterans whose lives and family incomes are tied to their small businesses.
But VA's Laney says the department has made major progress in reducing the amount of time it takes for an application to be processed. And once an initial verification is done, firms will now have to get recertified every 2 years instead of once a year.
We did 569 determinations in February. The average time was 34 days. The regulation gives us 60. In June of 2011, it was over 130 days. So I think we've made some progress.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.